CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Mr. Trump, does America need to invest in alternative energies?
I want to say something very important, okay? We have this green energy. Well, you'll love this statistic that 1% of solar panels actually generate energy. And let me tell you, I have a bigger wind farm in my pants than I do anywhere in the United States. So let me tell you this. There is an energy in this country. We talk about green energy. Well, I met this guy, incredible guy. This guy is a Duke. He's a Duke. His name is David. I don't know what his last name is. Wonderful guy. And he has an energy company called Triple K. I don't know what they do. I don't know much about them. And he told me about an alternate energy source in this country that apparently has been running this country since its inception, 300 plus years, called white power. Unbelievable. White power. There is white power flowing through this country everywhere, and apparently it runs everything. Unbelievable. And I'll tell you this, it's a tremendous power source. The Republican Party has been running on it for over 60 years, since the Southern Democrats broke from the party. And so they're doing great. I mean, they have been not so right now. I mean, we're going to destroy it, but I'll tell you that. I'll destroy the Republican Party for sure, but we will rebuild like the Phoenix, and I'm a great rebuilder. But I love this white power, and we can use white power everywhere. White power exists right here, right now. You don't even know you run on white power. That's what's so amazing, especially the white people in this audience. You have no idea how you run on white power. You don't even know it. But I can tell you the black people in the audience do know. They know. They definitely do know how much you run on white power. So therefore, we need to get rid of coal. We need to get rid of oil. Down with black power. We need to get rid of black power for sure. And up with white power. And I'll say this. I'll scream it from the mountaintops. White power. White power. Make a pledge with me. Let's make a pledge. White power. White power.
Good morning. Welcome to reality. It is a couple of days before Donald Trump will start his presidency of the United States of America. It's Friday the 13th. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to your worst nightmare. And to help us welcome you all is our team, Hannes Brahmar.
Hello.
Hallo Hannes. Hoe gaan het met jou?
Baie lekker dankie. Baie lekker dankie. Gelukkig of is het ongelukkig?
And then Bernard Buys.
Hallo.
Hi Bernard. Hoe gaan dit?
Goed en jij?
Good, donkey. If you want to WhatsApp us, you can do so. 079-748-2090.
079-748-2090.
2090. Yeah.
So, Hannes, vertel ons 'n bietjie van Vrydag die 13de.
Vrydag die
13de. Hoekom is daar so iets soos Vrydag die 13de?
Oh, daar's 'n verskeidenheid redes hoekom dit gebeur. En hoekom mense baie bang is vir Vrydag die 13de. Natuurlik die musiekies wat ons nou gehoor het, ja, is die theme van die film.
Stop it! Regtig?
Ja, ja, ja. Friday the 13th.
What, yeah. Which one?
Dit is die oude theme wat hulle in al die, al 12 die movies gebruik het.
Wat die ene van...
Is dat... Dit is ook Friday the 13th, ja.
Dit is nie Halloween nie.
Nee. Halloween is...
Oh, so dan...
Ja.
Dis Friday the 13th.
Ja.
Okay, well tell us all about Friday the 13th. Wat is die jou movie waarvoor jy nog die bangste was, Bernard?
Ek dink is jare terug was dit, jy gaan vir my lag, maar ek het nagmerries gekry vir RoboCop.
Maar dit is nie eers wat
Nee, dit is nie, maar daai waar hy die ou met daai warm water gebrand word en hy ry die kar deur hom en dan spat hy oor die windscreen.
Ja.
Ja, ek het weke lank nagmerries gehad daarvoor.
Jou geskaad.
Maar onlangs sal ek sê, wat is daai movie met Annabelle in? Ek kan nooit die naam onthou nie, ek onthou net vir Annabelle. Maar nie Annabelle, die spin-off nie, dit was 'n potkak.
Ek moet sê, goed soos die The Ring en The Grudge, die Japanese
The Ring
styles,
was ook, Grudge was bykie kakkerig vir my gewees. Ek kan nie nog geluid maak nie.
En dan so baie horror movies, waarvan ek huge fan is, maar dit is nie so seer vir die bangmaakwaarde nie, dit is amper vir die campiness en iets soos Friday the 13th ek het baie info oor dit ook, want ek smal oor die Friday the 13th franchise, maar okay. Halloween, ek moet sê Halloween, die oorspronkelijke Halloween was vir my nogal scary geweest.
Ek het weer met
die eerste een, ja, yes.
Met The Exorcist,
ja.
Is my een van die snaakste movies ever.
Really?
Ek het letterlik, ek het vriendin net gaan kyk, en ons het die hele, ek denk die mense het geïrriteerd geraak met ons, want ons het van die begin tot die einde gesit en gegil.
Die regte ene?
Ja.
Maar hy is baie goed
geweest. Dit is baie goed, dis nie, ek het nie gelag oor dit kak was nie, dit is my, ek het snaaks gevind.
Ja, maar kyk, jy het ook in nabetrachting gekyk, want toe het uitgekom, het allemaal in hulle broeke gepis en uitgehardloop, weet in 1970, whatever, ja. Toe het nou original, want toe was daar nog niks soeits. En sinds then, het alle horror gekopie van Exorcist, soos die skryf binnen in die maag, en die kots, en die kop wat in die ronde draai, daai goed was onbekend, en ook die verstadiging van praat, will get you, dis ook goed, dit was nie,
eerste keer wat jy dit hoor, kak een bykie in jou broek,
ja, dit is niet gewees in daai flik,
kyk, ek en, want omdat die film ook so, Exorcist was so lang verbannie nie so gewees,
ja.
Ook, so, dit was so, maar, ek en onthou toe dit nou beskikbaar is, het ek en my maaikie, ons is seker start 7 of so, Vincent Kukumer.
Ja.
En Vincent Otto Kukumer, so technisch gesproken sy voorletter Fok. Maar ek en hy het op dieselfde dag, toe kyk ons The Exorcist, en Natural Born Killers. En Natural Born Killers was meer vir ons harte op daai stadium.
Yeah.
Nee, dit was nie scary nie, maar dit was violent en fuck en,
ja, en weird en, ja, en Indian
badass, ja. So toe is Exorcist so bietjie time.
Ja, mens moet Exorcist sien in die tyd van waar het uitgekom het. Imagine jy gaan sit en jy verwag, jy weet nog nie van daai genre nie, en ewerskielik storm hierdie kak op jou af.
Ja.
Ewerskielik ook agteruit speel van goed.
Ja.
En alles was nuut. Maar ons is het weerhou van, want ons is te fucking kinderachtig in Suid-Afrika.
Ja.
Toe het ons het nou nie gesien nie. Ek het die eerste keer gesien op Hollandse TV, toe ek daar was, en toe sê ek, die Exorcist, ek moet het sien, dis verban, ek moet het sien. En ek het nogal geskrik was, hy soos 'n spinnekop by die trappe afgeloop het, die eerste keer die ek dit sien. Is daar enige iemand wat vir ons boodskappe skryf? Uit nie messages hier, en WhatsApp, ons het WeChat, like my, is weer terug, julle.
Nee.
So, I'm gonna refresh and see if anyone has written, but you know you WhatsApp us on that number,
079-748-2090.
079-748-2090. En dan sê jy net jou naampie, want ons sien net 'n nommerkie hier, so ons weet nie wie dit is nie. En dit maak het so moeilik. Ok, so, Friday the 5th.
Ja, waar kom het vandaan?
Ja.
Wel, goed, die vrees van Friday the 13th, hier is ons groot woord vir die dag. As jy 'n fobie vir die dag het, het jy paraskevidikatriafobia.
Wow, hy begin
paraskevidikatriafobia. En die superstition rondom hierdie dag mag moontlik in die middeleeue ontwikkel het, wat dit gaan oor die story van die laaste avondmaal, die gedagte dat Jesus nou die laaste nagmaal, daar was 13 individue teenwoordig in die vertrek. En dit was op, soos het bekend staan, Maundy Thursday. So dis nou die aand voor sy dood op Goeie Vrydag. So dis nou die associatie van die 13 en die Vrydag. Maar dan is daar ook daar hele ding van, in verskeie kulture is beide Vrydag en die nommer 13 word as ongelukkige nommers en daar gereken. So, dis die kombinatie daarvan, wat dan nou ook een unlucky kind of connotatie gekry het. Maar dit is eers hier in die 19e eeuw dit begin ontwikkel het. En dan is daar ook een groot moontlikheid, is Thomas Lawson. Hy was nogal een hardline ou wat hier in die vroeg 1900s het hy nogal baie geld gemaak op die aandelebeurste. Maar die geloof is dat hy dit ook nogal redelijk skelm gedoen het, en hy het een novel geskryf, genaamd Friday the 13th, wat nou juist gegaan het oor een unscrupulous aandelemakelaar, wat een superstition geskep het op Wall Street, en een paniek rondom Vrydag die 13e specifiek. So daar is nogal een hele paar kind of goeders waar het vandaan kom. In Italiaanse kultuur is het Vrydag die 17e, nie die 13e nie wat.
Italy.
Ja. En nou, hier is die impak van die vrees vir Vrydag die 13e is nogal huge. Daar word vermoed dat tussen 17 en 21 miljoen mense in die Verenigde State geraak word deur hierdie vrees.
Yes,
en mense is so bang dat hulle nie werk toe gaan nie, hulle weier om vlugte te vat, hulle doen nie hulle normale dagroutine nie.
Imagine, it's the year 2001, it's September the 13th, and it's now beginning 1 September, and the guy says, darling, I'm not going to book on the 13th of September 2001. My flight, I'm going to change to 11 September. And to vlieg hulle in 'n gebou in.
Maar ons mos ook, party vliegtuie het nie rij 13 in die vliegtuig nie.
Lifts ook in Amerika, ja. Het nie 13de vloer nie.
Okay.
Hulle is helemaal gefok, ja.
Interessant. Mm.
For this, wat noem is dit, bygeloof.
Bygeloof, ja.
My God. Well, Friday the 13th, ek het hulle allemaal gekyk. Weet jy, my favorite ene, voor een of ander rede, was nummer 4, denk ek. Ek weet nie, ek kan onthou, daar was een klomp, en dan was daar ene waar alles op die einde half sin maak. En ek het daar ene baie van gehou. Ek weet nie of jy weet waarvan ek praat, as een Friday the 13th fundie nie, Hannes.
Excuse, sê gegeweer, ek het...
Daar was een Friday the 13th, dit was so in die middel van die breeks, nummer 4 of 5 of iets. Dit eindig so met die oukie in die kamer, maak hy die deur toe, en dan lag hy so, en dan weet jy, hy is Jason.
Ek kan dit nie pertinent onthou nie.
Maar dit was vir my die beste.
Ja, kyk, dis nou die heel eerste ene, net om achtergrond te gee van Friday the 13th, die films. Dit gaan nou oor, dit begin by Camp Silver Lake. En dit is nou hierdie campus toegemaak, is nou hierdie van hierdie summer camps, en is een klomp kinders, wat spyker daar, en die ding is, die kamp is toegemaak, nadat een sienkie, genaamd Jason Voorhees, verdrink het. Die film was natuurlijk ook die film debuut van Kevin Bacon, dit was sy heel eerste film.
Oké, okay, dis reg.
By Camp Crystal Lake, due to the negligence of the camp staff, twee kinders wat nou amoreus geraak het, sien toe nou nie dat die sienkie verdrink nie. En nou, dekades later word die kamp weer oopgemaak en die kinders gaan weer aan met dieselfde stories.
Die bliksems.
En toe gaan die jong Jason Voorhees se ma op hierdie moorddadige spree. Sy vermoor al hierdie jong mense. En toe aan die einde is daar nou 'n jong meisie wat haar kop afkap, maar daar is so 'n moment aan die einde daarvan waar jy net die, dis nou die Jason wat verdrink het so of uit die water uit.
Oh yes, I remember.
Ja, en dan nou in die tweede film, dan is het nou Jason nou nog jare later, hy het oorlewe obviously die verdrinking en hy bly nou op Camp Silver Lake, Crystal Lake.
Op die lake.
Ek nou vergeet, Silver Lake is in Pretoria, dis wel, wel mense gaan ook dood daar. Besef ek nou nie.
Na al die movies goed gedoen het, toe koop vir my huis Silver Lakes.
Ja, maar Camp Crystal Lake, en dit is het nou Jason wat nou al die kinders doodmaak. En toe kry hy een machete in die skouer, en die stupid flippin' ambulansmanne, ja, vat hom na hospitaal toe.
Oh no!
En dan begin die derde movie,
met
hom wat sy machete uitruk, en hy gaan kruip aan weg in 'n skuur, en daar kry hy van een van sy slagoffers, 'n hokkiemasker. En die hokkiemasker word dan die groot kenmerk van Jason Voorhees. So dis 'n interessante ding, eers in die derde movie. En daarna...
And that thing has been copied to death,
ja,
if you pardon the expression, by all the other horror movies.
Dit is een van die grootste kenmerke.
Hokkiemasker.
Ja, mens denk nie dat daar nie een was nie.
Hokkiemasker.
As jy denk Jason, denk jy hokkiemasker.
Onteen, masker. En dan so scream, dan die masker, en well, I know what you did last summer, is die sea captain type van rainbow coat, en wat's dan nog? Dat is klomp wat het
ja,
nou maak.
Scream en, ja, selfs ja, is dit nie noodwendig een hokkiemasker, en is daar idee van die
idee van een masker.
Ja. En dis, maar met baie van hierdie goeders rondom horror movies is so interessant, hoe die baie keer die maskers en dinge so of hulle rol kry, baie toevallig. Bijvoorbeeld in Halloween, hierso is daar stikkie muziek van hom, ook, wat nou kom. In Halloween, die masker van Michael Myers, die ouens, hulle het nie budgets gehad nie, so wat hulle gedoen het is, hulle het a William Shatner, a Captain Kirk masker gaan koop by a novelty store, en hom gebleik en geverf, en bykie uitgerek, en die haarkies bykie opgetof, en toe word dit, uiteindelik Michael Myers masker
Michael
in Halloween.
Masker.
En ek vermoed met Friday the 13th was dit ook so half
ja,
per ongelukke ding.
Per ongelukke idee, want ek wou sê, Michael Myers masker lyk soos, dit lyk soos Captain Shatner wat in die brand was. Nou ja, verstaan ek.
Ja.
Captain Kirk bedoel ek.
Ja.
Oh, that's fantastic. O, ek onthou, so Friday the 13th, die eerste movie is eintlik nog wel 'n slim story, want dit was toe die ma.
Ja, dit was die ma. Pamela Voorhees.
Oh, dit is so mooi. Hierdie mens kan dit in die aand laat speel en al die ligte afsit.
En John Carpenter het hierdie self gekompos.
O, ek hoop hy het dit in die dag gedoen. Oh. Yes, en Exorcist het ook amper so 'n wysie. Tubular Bells, hoe gaan dit nou weer?
Oeh, ek kan hom vir jou, ek gaan hom kry, ek het hom nie gedink.
Want dit is half, hierdie is Friday the 13th, so Carpenter het obviously gegaan na Exorcist se theme, en sê, okay, ek gaan so iets soortgelyks doen. Tubular Bells, Mike, is dit Mike Old?
No. Mike Oldfield.
Is dit,
ja,
ne?
Ja.
Mike Oldfield.
Ja.
Ah, sorry, ek kyk gauw iets of jou boodskappe is. Maar ek verdruk die verkeerde muis, soos gewoonlik.
Het nie een van julle van Freddy gehou nie, want julle mention hom eers nie.
Ek het gehou van Freddy.
Ja, natuurlik.
Daai was eerie die 1, 2, Freddy's coming
ja,
for you.
Nightmare Elm Street.
Dream Child was die beste ene, die derde ene.
Oh, is dit? Is hy ja, scary?
Baie.
Well, if you, do you know this information? I don't know... useless information. As Kevin Bacon sy debuut gemaak het in Friday the 13th, wie is doodgemaak in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Yes, in die eerste ene, Johnny yeah, Depp. En ek dink dit was moontlik sy debuut
hy
film ook.
Hy is dood ge...
Is hy in die bed in?
Ja, hy is die wat in die bed in gesuig is.
Dit was...
Moes ek gauw hierso hoor, hoe klink jy...
Sorry, dit is net vir jou antwoord dat reg was.
Kom, kyk gaga, hoe klink hy Exorcist, ons gaan hom ook gaga.
As is nou onthou, aha, you see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Ja. So John Carpenter het gedink, okay, something like Exorcist.
Ja.
Baie similar.
Ja. Yeah.
Is nie net eers bykie nie.
Nee. Alhoewel, John Carpenter is meer sinister. Hy is op minor chords.
Ja, ja.
Maar hier is die duidelike beeld in mense kop van die priester voor die huis, en die maan, en die priester met sy fucking sakkie wat nou, tassie, wat wag om in te gaan.
Scary stuff. En is so weird, die ding van as jy dit nou, na dit kyk, dan is dit eintlik time.
Ja,
het was nog steeds scary, ek bedoel, The Exorcist is scary omdat hy demoniese element het, so, dit is jou siel wat op prys is. En het was omdat die movie so 'n stadige toon gehad het, dink ek, ja, dis nog scary vandag.
Dit was bedoel, stadig en dit het so in jou ingekruip. Ja.
Ja, terwyl as jy nou 'n Nightmare in Elm Street gaan kyk en die kwaliteit van die special effects en so, dan mens lag amper meer as wat jy regtig bang is.
Ja, en die eerste moord moet gebeur binne 5 minute, anders stap jy uit.
Ja.
Jy het nou reg gesê van The Ring dat jy ook van hou.
Well, ja.
Iets wat ook baie opgevonden is, daar kom een nieuwe, van die hele nieuwe turn, dit is een nieuwe franchise wat uitkom van The Ring.
Ah.
Ja, hy kom nou die jaar uit.
Maar, nou weet, net weer terug nou, ek love eindelijk goeders wat so half repeat en nieuwe versions, maar vriend van my was besonder beïndruk met die Exorcist televisiereeks wat nou onlangs
is. Ek wil nou daaroor gepraat het, ek wil gesê, ek het begin kyk en toe gestop, want daar is te veel goeders om te kyk, soos ons weet dees daar. So I have it booked to watch. En ek sien elke week dan is daar extra episode by 6, 7, 8, so in rooi, wat ek moet kyk. En ek moet sê, ek kan nie daar inkom nie, maar ek moet. Maar dit het gelyk of hulle baie moeite gedoen het, en dit is daai Gina Davis, ne?
Ja, dit is Gina Davis.
Wat die vrou is nou,
wat die ma is.
Wat die ma is. Ja, nou, ek hoor dit is baie goed. Ek hoor dit is baie goed. Ek het nog nie gesien nie, ek moet sê, maar daar is hele klomp nuwe goed wat nou uitkom, op televisie, wat ons nou moet uitkyk. Okay, ons het ons wacht vir Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Ons het ons Fortitude, as mense dit gekyk het op Sky, Fortitude 2, kom uit, die Fortitude 1 was fantastisch. Daar kom een nieuwe Homeland uit nou, Homeland 6. Daar kom een nieuwe Fargo uit. En daar is nog goed.
Well, die ene, wat ek het nou het moeilike maand gehad, want omdat ek nou moet superhero en al aangeters befokus, al hierdie shows wat production breaks gevat het nou, vooral as jy nou op DSTV kyk, dan sit so in December, wanneer gaan ek nou uiteindelik tyd om te sit en TV te kyk, alles is op production breaks, jy kan nou niks kyk nie, ek bedoel, vir my is dit nou Flash, Arrow, Walking Dead, al die type shows wat mense nou so bykie moet wacht weer voor.
Okay, The Walking Dead, skies, ek wil net weer, so lees ek gister, daar's by Universal Studios, a Walking Dead experience, wat jy kan gaan doen.
Oh my god.
So dit is soos a haunted house, maar dit is The Walking Dead.
O, jy regs in jou broek kak mos.
Ja.
Want dan gaan die deur so oopmaak, so aangestap kom.
Ellen DeGeneres het op haar show, het sy een van haar producers, wat, maar die oukie, is dat kamp ou dingetjie, maar hy bakak om vir enige iets, en dan vat sy hom altyd deur sulke horror houses, en ek dink of het sy Walking Dead theme ook, en so, ja, dit lyk moer scary, ja.
Ek wil ook vir julle sê, daar is, gepraat van kamp, ek, daar is een song, van een musical, wat verander is dier, oor Trump, Spice Snacks, ek gaan dit nou vir julle speel, maar voordat, ek wil net sê, I ken nie Prison Break nie, but it's coming back.
Rare,
Michael is alive. So wat is Michael? Is dit die ou?
Dis die boetie.
Michael is alive. Season 5 Prison Break is out. The original series is back. En dan een ander ene hier so wat ook interessant lyk. Joseph Fiennes Michael Jackson speel.
Ja, en blijkbaar is die familie bietjie vies daaroor.
Dat die Witman... Witman, een witvrou, witvrou speel.
Ek dink hulle is ook meer upset dat hulle ook nie geld kry uit nie.
Ja nie, en hulle soek geld. Urban Myths, and it's about Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor, en Marlon Brando, wat dan nou gaan op het roadtrip na 911. Kan nie wacht om dit te sien.
Want die Jackson familie was upset met, wat is die ou wat die song vir Trolls sing?
Vir wie sing?
Trolls, die movie.
Wat toch, jy sê Charles. Nee, ek weet nie.
Ach, fok. Hy was in die boyband, NSYNC.
Justin Timberlake.
Ja, hy was vir hom upset, want hy het moest die duet serie uitgebring met...
Yes.
En hy was upset en alles, en toe hulle nou geldkie kry, toe, oh, nie, was van, die serie is prachtig.
Ja, ek kan nie denk aan die familie, wel, dis sy kinders daar, maar ek bedoel, Michael Jackson het destijds die hele Beatles discography sy rechte besit, en die kids kry, soos al die tantiemes van die fucking Beatles.
Ja, dat is set for life.
Although, honest, I think it's, he sold it.
Is it? Want
hy het nog geldkie probleem gehad. Ja. So hy kon, die kinders kon set for life. So hulle sit daar, dankie pa, en spoeg op die graf. Het jy die liekie tweet?
Ek
weet
so.
Kom ons hoor gaan. Dit is nogal slim.
Once upon a time, America elected a man with skin so thin and so orange, he looked like a thin-skinned orange. No one in the land was allowed to disagree with him. In the past, when a man was elected president, he would conduct himself with a certain level of dignity, grace, and compassion. But not this man. And although he longed to be respected, one thing stood in his way. A thing he depended upon and loved more than anything else in the world. Even more than golden showers. Allegedly. Tweets, tweets, and nothing but tweets. Hostile, thoughtless, whiny, and irreverent, exasperating, childish, intemperate, and petty. We said no more. He said, oh yeah, sure. But the president-elect, the social media whore, he keeps taunting us, tweeting us, slandering celebrities, and calling out comedians, and recklessly rebelling, and misspelling words excessively. They should have taken his phone away from him when he spelled honor with an E. Or Barack with two R's. Or Dumber with two M's and no
or
B.
Or Lightweight with an E.
Or Politicians with an extra C instead of CE. I mean, this guy is a f***ing genius. So he tweets about his boyfriend, who he won't condemn, and he trolls Miss Universe at 3 a.m. And if anybody questions why he's acting like he's 10, he says,
boycott them.
Well, I thought I'd seen the worst of it. I mean, after all, hasn't Rosie O'Donnell suffered enough? Not to mention poor Alec Baldwin and the casts of Saturday Night Live, Modern Family, and Black-ish, Wednesday nights at 9:30 on ABC. But then, one cold winter's night at the Golden Globes, a beloved actress gave a passionate speech condemning the man for his evil ways. And sure enough, he came for her too. Not Streep.
Streep?
He came for Streep. You can denigrate our country, but don't f*** with Streep. Did you see her in It's Complicated, Doubt, and Out of Africa? Florence Foster Jenkins, Mamma Mia, and The Hour? How about Kramer versus Kramer? Sophie's Choice or Death Becomes Her? Or Fantastic Mr. Fox? The Iron Lady or She Devil? How about Silkwood or an August Osage County adaptation? Or in Postcards from the Edge? Hello, Ricky and the Flash. And well, actually, I didn't care for that one. Anyway, that's when he hits the bong, puts his makeup on, and regurgitates a diatribe that's three tweets long. Says, I think she's overrated.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Megan says she missed. George Clooney is pissed. And Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn, well, they still look like this. And as for me, well, to be honest, I just couldn't resist. So I laid a little spell on him that Jackie Ivanka would get laryngitis and the only person available to sing at his inauguration would be Kellyanne Conway in a swimsuit. A two-piece. So listen, Donald, babe, I hope you catch my drift. You're the president now. Stop acting like you're Taylor Swift. And the next time you're so angry that your wig overheats, remember, take a breath, relax, and have several seats. And knock it off with the tweets. You know, just a suggestion.
The Custer Audio Show.
Daai girl, wat hy gesê het gaan sing, dit is sy... pres verteenwoordiger, daai lelike fokken ding met die blonde hare. Wat jy kan sien, sy is dronk na 6 in die aand.
Ja, ja, ja.
So hy sê, sy moet sing met a bikini, two-piece. Very clever this, hey?
Oh, funny. Gister aan met die opening van The Daily Show met Trevor Noah, toet hulle so Bond, kind of, jy weet, so mock Bond song, jy weet, met so die Bond wat instap, maar met Donald Trump sy gezicht, en toe sê,
gold shower.
Gold shower! Oh my God! Oh, al die stories is wonderlik. Well, at least we're being entertained. Anders, ek weet nie of jy kan sien tot daar nie, maar ek kan nie. So, well, sal jy lees yeah. wat Adrian sê?
Ek sê, hallo Kasper en die glitter span.
Hallo
julle! My donor! Met a piep dingiekie, Happy New Year, piep dingiekie, en alles wat mooi is vir julle prachtige skepsel. Fok, ek en 'n paar friends was nou woensdag by die boardwalk.
Ja?
Toe sien ek jou poster.
Yeah!
Jy kom werklik. En emoji, emoji, emoji.
Dis wat hulle allemaal sê.
Ek het geskreeu soos 'n plotvark, wat op pad slagpale toe is. En my vriende het so geskrik dat hulle net daar by my dat hulle net daar bly staan het.
Plotvark.
Hulle het gedink iemand val ons aan. Maar nou ja, ek is moer excited dat jy kom. Groete, Adrian.
Adriana, that's fantastic. Ek het net so lekker gelag. Ja, ons sien jou, né, in Februarie en dan kom jy na die tyd hallo sê en alles en van dit. Daar is nou ek toer nou na plekke toe. Dis baie tipe van, dis nie groot plekke nie, dis dalk intieme plekke. So, die Broadwalk is nogal groot actually in PE. Dit is een van die groter is. So ek hoop julle sien julle daar kyk op Casper se Facebook. Ek nou soos Donald Trump het na homself verwys as Donald Trump. Hy sê mos Donald Trump. So gaan kyk by Casper se Facebook. Anyway, last week anders toe was daar nie tyd vir 'n gesprek wat plaasgevind het in konsistorie nie wat ek en jy klaar opgeneem het. Ek gaan dit nou speel. Dit is so half dis 'n kort konsistorie vandag. Maar dit is die konsistorie vandag. Dit is 'n baie belangrike klein vignet wat homself afspeel. En dan sien ons julle nou omdat ons net weer sê I fix het wat geword?
We fix.
Dis reguit we fix geword. En jy kan nog altyd gaan na We Fix, hulle is wonderlik en hulle het ook drones which is like absolutely fan fucking fantastic. Maar jy kan nog steeds gaan en as jou ding gekraak is, kan jy ingaan en sê hallo, my ding is gekraak en dan kan hulle vir jou dit regmaak. Maar dit sê ek maar net omdat hulle ons altyd gesponsor het. Maar hulle sponsor ons nou nie meer nie. Maar ek het ons het uitmekaar uit met goeie verhouding.
Vijgie. Leeuwbekkie. Laat my alles weg. Vir 'n oomblik kan ek helder dink. Miskien het Vijgie my onder verdowing gehad. As die foon. Ek moet bel. Kyk, daar tel ek die gehoorstuk op. Let op hoe ek druk aan die knoppies. 0 1 0 1 1 9 2 4 70,000 million.
Goeiemôre, welkom by die Suid-Afrikaanse Polisie Diens noodlyn.
Hallo, kan jy my hoor?
Ek kan jou inderdaad hoor, wat is jou noodgeval?
Hallo, ek is speursergeant Attie van Aswegen. Ek bel onder distress, ek is gevangene in my eie huis. En vir die eerste keer in maande kan ek bel en hulp vra. Kan ek jou my adres gee? Dat jy my kan kom haal.
Is dit Attie met 1 T of 2?
Dis 2 T's. Attie.
T.
Ja. Nie Attie.
Ek het dit. Okay, goed. Gee asseblief vir ons jou woonadres.
Dis 666 Back and Closier Lane. Rand Parkdam.
Reg so, posadres.
Is dit nodig julle met my kom help? Hierdie vrou het my maande gemartel. Moet ek nou, kan ek nie die posadres dit gee as julle my kom haal ek nie.
Baie jammer, maar hierdie is prosedure. Ek kan dit nie oorstaan nie.
Posbus 45678 Littleton Dam 2916.
Mediese fondsnommer.
God, ons ket nie. Ek het nie een nie. Asseblief, kom help my.
Identiteitsnommer.
1995461520411.
Kan ek asseblief jou haarkleur, oogkleur en lengte in voet en meter kry asseblief?
Luister, as jy weer sulke vrae wil vra, moet jy net weet dat joune alles gaan blou wees. Hou op kom kry ons net, dit is 'n noodgeval hierdie, asseblief. Kom haal my nou. Sy gaan terugkom.
Kan ek asseblief die kontak details kry vir enige naasbestaandes?
Kom haal my, dit is 'n groot noodgeval hierdie. Asseblief, polisie. Liewe Here, kan julle nie net in julle kar spring en kom nie?
Ek is bevrees dat ons nie enige beamptes op die oomblik beskikbaar het om u direk te kontak nie.
Wat?
U is welkom om weer terug te skakel wanneer ons kantore oopmaak.
Maar my Here, dis 'n noodgeval.
Nee, meneer. Dis nie 'n noodgeval nie. Dis Suid-Afrika.
Goed, ek sal later weer bel. Tot ziens.
Lekker dag verder.
Skinner. Daar's die episode verby. Dit was snaaks, maar nou is ons by Skinner en Skinner met Bernard Betty Bangles.
Nou Barend.
Nog
nie. Waar kom dit nog? O, ek het lekker nuusies van die Golden Globes af. Ek weet nie, het julle gekyk?
Ja,
het julle gekyk? Het julle gekyk toe Ryan Gosling Best Actor wen?
Toe sê dankie vir sy vrou.
Ja, niks oor hom eintlik nie. Wat in die agtergrond gebeur het.
Nee, vertel.
Ja, soos wat hy opgeloop het stage toe. Toe sien jy in die agtergrond hoe Ryan Reynolds en Andrew Garfield mekaar soen.
Oh, vir wat? Vir die lekkerte?
Sommige net vir die lekkerte.
Hai.
Maar toe in 'n interview met Andrew Garfield op Jerry O'Connell se show, toe vra hulle vir hom nou wat presies het daar gebeur. Hy is eintlik daar om sy movie, nuwe movie te promote, maar hulle wil ook weet van die movie, hulle wil net weet van die soen. Toe sê nee, hulle het vooraf beplan. Sê hy, as want Ryan was Ryan Reynolds was ook genomineer vir dieselfde kategorie. Toe sê hy, as hy wen, gaan hulle mekaar soen. Want as die kamera mos op hulle en dan gaan hulle soen just for the fun of it. En toe word Ryan Gosling se naam gelees. En toe sê hulle soos in half disappointed, en toe sê Andrew Garfield, we can still do it. En toe soen hulle.
Daan, hulle sit plek.
Toe hulle langs mekaar gesit. Gryp mekaar en soen mekaar. En Jerry O'Connell sê toe, maar verbeel ek my of het ek bietjie tong gesien? En Andrew Garfield sê toe, wel, a soen is nie a soen sonder dat bietjie French is nie. Ja.
Ah, merci. Wie is Jerry O'Connell?
Jerry O'Connell was...
Yes.
Jare terug was hy in die ander ek. Dit was so 'n oorgeklankte show gewees. Ek dink van daar af het hy...
Het hy nou 'n talk show?
Hy saam met, wat is die vrou se naam? Kelly Ripa.
Ah!
Ja, ja het hy 'n talk show. Maar hy is maar, ek vind hy het sy shine verloor oor die jare en hy doen nou maar, dis soos, wat is die ou wat Superman gespeel het in die TV-reeks?
Ek
ken sy naam, Dean Cain, wat nou Ripley's aanbied. Ja. So hy doen sikke goekies.
Dean Cain maak baie geld.
Hy maak baie geld.
Hy het Ripley's en hy het nou so blooper show ook.
Ja.
Hy is altyd so in die background eintlik. Ja. Ek denk hy doen baie executive producing.
Bietjie Ryan Seacrest terug.
Ja.
En, maar die soener hy toen nie daar opgehou nie.
Ja?
So het die actors van Stranger Things by die after party in 'n foto booth. Dis nou Charlie Heaton en Joe Keery, as ek het reg uitsê. Hulle het Jonathan en Steve gespeel in die show.
Wie is dit?
Dis die twee ouwkies wat hulle al twee het gefight vir die liefde van die girl.
O ja.
Ja. So het hulle twee en die eindste girl gestaan in die foto booth vir 'n foto. En hulle het net so begin kyk vir mekaar en next moment toe gryp hulle mekaar en soen mekaar. Daar's 'n video, jy kan die video gaan kyk op YouTube. En die girl het net baie awkwardly uitgeloop en hulle gelos.
Yay!
Hi.
Ja.
Die Hollywood kinders.
So die kinders, ja, want kinders geboort, te gaan nog.
Ja.
Oh my goodness.
Maar ja, hulle altyd stryd soos riete.
Dis
net 'n trend. Stryd ouens soen in die publiek.
Wat sê die ou daar van die soen?
Ja. Die soen is te doen ook met die feit dat op die internet It's Spider-Man and Deadpool, a weird bromance. Oh, dis nou 'n bietjie relevance vir die hele ding, want ek bedoel, ja, and the Godfather of Spider-Man.
Missed it.
Ja.
En wat sê daai ene?
Kasper, jy moet net nie gebliksem word in Appington nie. Sien jy toer daar ook. Is maar baie Afrikaner daar.
Ja, jy het so mention van die intieme venues. Ek nie geweet Caledon het 'n casino nie.
Ek ook nie. Ek ook.
Jy's elke dorpie deesdae daar.
Caledon Casino.
Appington het ek nie voor gesien omtrent 8 keer en my prys opgestoot en elke keer sê hulle, "Oké, maar dan sal ons dit nou maar betaal." So op die einde moes jy maar dit doen. Ja, sê. En so ek weet ook self nie wat daar fokol gebeur nie.
Vat maar waaiertjie saam, hoor.
Ek weet, ek word so warm, daar's die hel. Ek moet Charlene Soete Richard saam, wat sy kom vandaar op. Dat sy my skans is. Gaan mense nie vir my bliksem nie, want Nena is daar.
Maar so beweeg ons nog nie weg van die strijdmans af nie.
Okay.
Nie, ons is nou maar van die strijdmankie.
Ja.
Mankie.
Mankie.
Ek kom een strijdmankie.
Rooikappie.
Noem ek ook een rooikappie.
Ek het een strijdmankie.
So is daar op Reddit een survey gedoen. En daar is vir strijdmans. Wat gaan met my?
Ja.
Strijdmans gevra, laat, sal hulle gay seks het vir een lightsaber?
Wat is 'n lightsaber?
Van Star Wars, daai
soos 'n regte, egte lightsaber.
Ja, soos in, dis nou
hypothetical.
Ja,
dis wat nou, is gay sex vir hulle? Penetrasie in die anus.
Nee, hoor nou. Ja. Daar's 'n hele, jy kan kies wat jy wil kry.
Ja?
Daar's gevra,
jy moet vir anus vra.
Ja.
If you top a guy,
okay,
you get a purple lightsaber. If you bottom,
ja.
You get a lightsaber in any color of your choice.
Okay.
If you try both, you get either a double-ended lightsaber or two lightsabers of the color of your choice. En
is daar niks blowjobs nie?
Nee, hier kom het. Dan is nou 'n paar ander goedjies. If you give a guy a hand job, you get a stun baton. If you experiment with gay BDSM, you get a lightsaber whip.
Oh.
If you suck a guy's dick, you get a blaster.
Ah!
In more than
one.
And then, if you get your to dick sucked, you just get a really good blowjob.
Ah!
Uh-huh. And, yeah, so, wat jou antwoord, Tannis?
Maar wie gee hierdie goed uit?
Dis, die website Reddit. Dis
net,
ja, dis een survey op die website geweest, wat jy nou kon invul.
Okay.
Daar is een paar mense geantwoord. So, ja? Maar ek wil net eers hoor wat sy land is.
Maar ek wil eers by Hannes hoor, wat is die verskil tussen 'n purple fucking saber?
Well, ja, die verskillende lightsabers is maar wie ook al die lightsaber gehad het. Soos Kylo Ren het 'n rooi lightsaber die purple, ek is nou nie seker of dit Darth Vader se is nie. Maar ek weet, Luke Skywalker het 'n groen een gehad.
Ja. Het hom gekry by The Force.
Ja, by Yoda. Yoda het ook 'n groen ding. Ek dink die Jedi is dit groen is.
Wie is? Wie is daai ou wat Alec Guinness was in die eerste movie wat episode 4 was en toe later is dit Ewan McGregor?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Wat is hy kleur van sy ding?
Ek is nou nie, ek wonder of as hy 'n Jedi is dan
is hy nie 'n Jedi
groen of blou. Hy is 'n Jedi.
Hulle sê ook hierso.
Die Sith is rooi en
if you bisexual You would apparently get Obi-Wan Kenobi's powers and weapons because Alec Guinness was supposedly bisexual.
Ah. Yeah. Nou raak hulle baie personal.
Baie. Ja.
Die arme man se as is skaars
gebaai. Hy was gebaai. Sir, though, so. Ah. I'll fucking take it. Dis die ridderskap ook kry.
Yes,
ridderskap. Ridderskap.
Yes. Ridderskap.
Ja. Ek sal ook vir 'n ridderskap. Vir 'n duimhoed.
Ja.
Ja,
kyk, ek wil net seker maak, ons praat nie nou hier van 'n Toys R Us lightsaber.
Nee, dis legit. Dis genuine. Nie 'n movie prop nie, dis 'n lightsaber.
Ek sal doen net wat nodig is, want ek kan...
So jy sal triple die straat af met jou double-ended.
Double-ended. Die double-edged sword, jy weet.
Ek dink ek gaan triple nie, ek dink ek gaan nie spring.
Wel, een van die ouwens het gesê, I have no shame. I proudly flaunt my double-ended lightsaber as I limp down the street. En 'n ander ou het gesê, I let the entire stormtrooper army slam me up the ass for one of those.
Ja,
dis die mense is fans.
So ja, nee, hulle sal oopmaak vir 'n lightsaber.
Ag, dis fantasties. Ek wil jou iets vra. Jy gaan nog aan met Ook doe gesien van my.
Oh, nee.
Sound
effect. Dit klink soos 'n sound Yoda.
Yoda. Ek sien jou nou daar. Ek kan net gou hierdie speel. Movies and television, moet ek sê. Want ek hoor jy het agter my rug gaan kyk na Snaaks Genoeg. Gee my jou eerlike mening, wat het jy gedink van daai film?
Spotkak.
Nee. Dit was Bernardus.
Nee,
sê my eerlike mening nou.
Ek het dit regtig geniet in die sin van dis completely different van jou typiese Afrikaanse fliek. Okay. Wat ek oor die algemeen glad nie van hou nie. Dis amazing geskiet, die scenery, die cinematography is amazing. Die storyline is rarig interessant. Daar's moersnaakse dele. Maar ek het fout gevind by die skrip self van hoe dit geskryf is. Veral is dit Sebastian, die twee druggies wat jy oplaai?
Ja.
Die manier hoe hulle praat was ek bietjie so sin, daar is nie navorsing gedoen nie. Mm. Want as jy 'n drug addict is, praat jy van jouself as 'n junkie nie. Ek is 'n junkie. Ek soek dwelms. En jy praat ook nie van dwelms nie. So daar's sulke klein, as jy moet gaan nitpiek, is daar sulke foutjies. Maar dit is 'n fun movie, dit is regtig nice en Casper doen sy eie stunts in die movie, wat baie impressive is. Ja,
ek ry 'n kar, for fuck's sakes. Nee, dit is vir my interessant gewees toe ek gehoor het jy gaan, toe wonder ek nou wat jy gedink het.
Ja.
Well, let's see, it's still showing, I think, at some selected spas. But we'll see how it did. Ek het nog nie 'n return sheet gesien van 'n dag oud nie. Ek weet nie hoeveel mense dit gaan kyk aan nou nie. Maar in elk geval, dit het nou gekom en gegaan uiteindelik daardie dag. Maar back to you and the Skinner, please.
En dan, ach, daar's 'n sweet storiekie van twee army oukies wat verlief geraak het per ongeluk.
Oh.
In Irak, van alle plekke.
Wat 'n rak? Boekrak?
Nee, Irak. In Irak. Nie my rak nie.
Dit gebeur?
Ja, dit was, ek kan eers probeer my naam uit te spreek nie, want dis net...
Wat is het Irakese?
Ja, dis fucking Alami en
Erexie.
Fuck weet. Maar anyway, hulle altyd baie cute. Mooi smile die enetjie. So is het, die een is een Iraqi soldier.
Yeah.
En die ander ene, is obviously Iraqi, maar hy het aansoek, want hy het nie werk gehad nie en alles, en hy doen toe aansoek in die Amerikaanse army, vir, om translator te wees. So nou is hy daar in Irak, en, maar obviously moet hy saam met die Amerikaners wees die hele tyd, en kan hy is nou een van hulle.
Ja.
En, maar hulle het te doen met die Iraqi army, want ek meen, hulle werk saam om nou kans tot vrede te kry in die land.
Ja.
En hy sien toe die een dag hierdie een soldier, wat dit klink soos 'n gay porn, hoe hulle dit beskryf in die artikel, maar hy kom uit die shower uit, en hy nou te sy swart hare, en sy nat vel, en hy dog toe nou, dis 'n beautiful ou, en ja, oor die loop van tyd het hulle bietjie met mekaar begin praat en alles, en hulle kom toe agter, hulle altyd voel dieselfde, en ja, die amazing relationship ontwikkel, en hy vertel toe vir sy kommandant of officier of whatever jy dit noem, van die oukie in die Iraqi army, en hy help toe, laat hy hom 'n paar aande, 'n week, kan insmokkel in hulle kamp, dat hy by hom kan slaap. Maar die ander army ouens het toe uitgevind, en hulle het hom opgefok en geslaan, en eventually het hy asylum gesoek in Amerika, want hy kon toe ook nie teruggaan om te bly in Irak nie, want hulle het ook uitgevind van die guy story. So daar sou hy doodgemaak word. En hy is toe Amerika toe, en toe probeer hy die oukie oorkry om ook soontoe te kom, maar hy sikkel en sikkel en sikkel. Eventually kry hulle, toe kan hulle Canada toe trek. Toe gaan hulle Canada toe, en daar trou hulle toe. En toe hulle getroud is, toe soek hulle weer, doen hulle weer aansoek om te gaan bly in Amerika, en hulle kry dit toe, en ja... They're living happily ever after.
I love
dis baie sweet.
Ja, ach shame.
Ja, so ek daar's hoop vir my. Ek moet net Irak toe gaan. Dan kan ek dalk liefde gaan kry.
Wat 'n taal kan jy praat dat jy kan tolk? Miskien moet jy in Urania gaan tolk. Jy tel dalk 'n lekker boer op dan.
Ja. Ja. Nee, nie Urania nie.
Nee. Maar Holland toe kan jy dalk gaan.
Holland.
Holland is ook 'n lekker woord, Holland.
Ek vind dat my Prince Charming in my maand in New York.
Jo.
En ek trou en ek trek.
Trou en trek.
Ja.
Dan sien
en ek kan julle korrespondent.
Jy kan ons
korrespondent word.
Korrespondoos word daar.
Van New York af.
Die ding is, dan noem ons dit wat? Trek en wat jy nou net gesê?
Trou en trek.
Trou en trek. Trou en trek. Trek.
Ja.
Trou en trek. Met Bernard in New York.
Betty does Broadway.
Ja. Oh, that's a very nice little story. Maar weet jy wat? Vanmorgen, toe sien ek op jou ergens tydlyn, sien ek Diesel of something, a group wat jy gehoor het op Rian, wat sy naam
is? Ah, yes, ja.
Wat is dit?
Diesel, ek ken nie een oukie so half en half, Andries Hendrik Potgieter.
Is dit a band?
Dit is a band, ja.
Maar dit is twee hard ouwens.
Dit is twee beautiful ouwens.
Het jy misie
van? Hulle altoos modelle, en ek het... Ja.
Altoe is modelle ook
Altoe
nou.
Is modelle. Hannes, jy sal ook nog. Andries het laas jaar die Cosmopolitan Man of the Year gewen.
O nee, ek het vogel.
En ja, hulle altoe is modelle en hulle hulle
ek
nuwe
images gesien. Ek dink hulle vriende met hulle op Facebook of
ja,
of met een van hulle.
Ja, en Anjoukies Vian Fourie. Regtig twee beautiful beautiful oudjies.
Het jy iets daarvan hulle
ek het, wat wil jy hoor? Vind jou pad. Ek liked it.
Wel, al twee. Begin met ek liked it.
Kom ons speel ek liked it.
Okay, ek want jy weet nie wat hulle wat sy... O, God! Is dit ek like dit?
Ja.
Obviously nie. Volgende? volgende ene is en dan, toe vind ek jou
vind,
pad.
Vind jou pad.
Ok.
Klink aan met die
Ja. So met ander woorde, dit is wat ek seker maak het.
Strade met my sirkel, sirkel krom draai. Baie met my gate, sloot en vraai. Waar is jou grense? Draaie en vreese Ek weet nie waar my einde is
Ok, begin hom weer van vooraf en dan dink jy hulle sing oor hol Speel hom weer van vooraf
Gaan hy voet
Oor, oor
Strate met my sikkel, sikkel krom draai Baie met my gate, sloote en vraai Waar is jou grense? Draaie en vreese Ek weet nie waar my einde is Ek weet ek gaan na voetbad vir Toe vind jou pad Dat jy let het dier
Bian is baie oulik
Bian, ne?
Ja
Bian
Ek sien die video's in die pits op Daner geskiet
O, is dit een video wat jy speel?
Ja.
Want ek kan nie sien nie, ek hoor nie. Oh, so daar is video's op YouTube. Wat sê mys Diesel?
D-Z-L. Jy sê Diesel, maar het word gespel D-Z-L. D-Z-L, ja.
Ek weet wat ek vanavond gaan doen.
Maar ek gaan kyk hulle Instagram ook, dat is beautiful foto's. Hulle is altyd in een onderbroek in water, iwers.
Nou, wie is hulle? As ek bedoel, is hulle een item?
Nee. Andries Hendrik Potgieter is eintlik getroud.
Andries Hendrik Potgieter?
Andries Hendrik Potgieter, ja.
O, okay, daar is een straat baie naby aan my vernoem nou. ja?
Ja, hy is getroud. Ek weet
met
nie van...
Met een vrou?
Ja.
Met een vrou?
Ja. Ek weet nie van Vian nie.
O, ja, so
ja ek ken Vian glad nie.
Maar lyk hulle baie na aan mekaar. Ek bedoel, soos in, asof hulle baie tyd saam spandeer, dan met al die foto's, wat hulle so kaal in die water neem.
Ja, nee, ek dink, ek meen, hulle is in die band saam, en ja, hulle is altyd saam, so...
Oh, oh,
We apologize for the sudden loss of cabin pressure. That was due to cock music. Nee, ach, shame, Diesel is okay. Nee, Diesel is okay. Ons sal hulle miskien met nooi. As hulle mooi is, moet hulle kom.
Hulle is beautiful.
Okay, ja. Maar moet hulle om te sê hulle kom sit en kyk.
Ja, hulle moet sing. Hulle kan net sit en hulle kan ons kyk net.
Okay.
Ja.
Is daar enige ander nuus oor die sodomie en onnatuurlike wêreld van die homoseksueel wat jy met my wil deel?
Okay.
Nie vandag nie, nee.
Nie vandag nie, nee. Okay, wel
goeiemôre.
Julle nou gesien Donald Trump het nou vir CNN uitgekak, né?
Ja, ja, ja. Het hulle fake news geneem.
Ja, daai fake news and not you, not you. Dis 'n mal skoolhoof. Nou het ek so gelag. Ek sien CNN het nou 'n nuwe reeks wat nou begin het. Ek weet dis seker 'n man net ironies toevallig, maar it's like the sixth mass extinction of human beings. Gaan nou gebeur, want daar was nog van tevore 5 mass extinctions op aarde, extinctions bedoel ek, hoe se mis dit in Engels?
Extinct.
Ja, as die mense goed verdwyn,
ja.
Ja, that sixth wave is coming now, so dit het nou opgekom, na, 'n dag nadat Donald Trump gesê het, hy wil nie met hulle praat nie, so dis die einde van die wêreld. Dan kan ek vir julle vertel, dat die weer is fantasties in Johannesburg, maar Jesus, daar waar ek bly, is dit nou lewe. Dit is the 7th mass extinction happening there. Daar is slange, ek het 'n slang onder my gaspot gekry. Ek het spiders wat oral fokken. As jy te lank sit, dan maak hulle 'n web in jou hol.
Dit klink soos 'n song daai, 'n slang onder my gaspot.
Ja. Oh. Een slang onder my gaspot. Yay! Flikker daar die tongiekie, jou slangiekie. Flies everywhere. En dit is nie net vlieë nie, dit is vlieë met snaakse uitstulpinkies. Vlieë wat ek nog nooit in my lewe gesien het nie, met een ekstra angeltjie. En sikker, alle almal kom nou uit, dit is fucking somer.
Dit van die reën en so, ja, wat dit nou...
Ek het ook daar vlieë by my, wat hulle...
Ja.
Hulle stawe, maar hulle is,
ja,
jy waai hom weg, en hulle vlieg nie weg nie, hy koes net.
Hy waai nie
hy
weg
hy koes net so, en kyk jy so, en wat nou?
Wat was die vlieg geweek, Super Troopers, nie Super, die vlieg met Casper Van Dien?
Ja, Super. Dit is nie Troopers, dit is nie Paratroopers nie, Starship Troopers.
As hy, sikke goed, dit is sikke ja, insekte wat, ja, wat so af daai, ek het ook die vlieg, hy wil nie vergaan nie, jy gaan, jy storm op hom af,
ja,
met fucking geluide, en potte,
Ja, koes jy.
Ek koes, ja. Baie weet, en dan natuurlijk baie paddas. Heren en alles hoor op die waar.
Ek sien het enige op hier getrap nou.
Toevallig, toe trap ek enige dood, shame. Ek wou nie dit doen nie. Maar die, nou die dag toe kom die hondjies in, ek sê, kom in julle. Ek maak die deur toe, maar die deur wil nie toe nie. Die deur wil nie toe nie. Ek gaan kyk wat gaan. Dis 'n fucking padda, wat wil in. Ek sê, excuse my. Toe gaan haal ek een virk, en ek help hom na die hemel.
Met die virk?
Nee, ek het hom uitgevee, maar ek hoop ek het hom hard uitgevee. Ek hoop die deur het hom bietjie unconscious gekap. Want ek,
wel, as jy die deur aanhoudend probeer toemaak het en hy wou nie.
Ek hou nie baie van paddas nie. Wat 'n god.
Dis wat hy gesê het. Hy,
mami. Ek het nogal jammer gevoel vir die padda.
Daai kan gespeel word in 'n horror movie wat in 'n hospitaal, in 'n kinderhospitaal ja, afspeel.
Luister, ek sit hier so, jy het vir my iets gekoop op pad, baie dankie Bernard, Monster Energy Drink. Niemand koop het ooit vir my nie, Gavin vergeet altyd. Maar toe sê jy vir my, daar is een of ander urban legend, en ek wil niks af hoor tot nou nie, jy moet nou vir my vertel.
Urban wat legends. Is hier die vrou wat... aangaan in hierdie video oor Monster Drinks. En dis nou weer die hele ding van, dit is eintlik daar vir, om die woord van Satan te versprei.
Monster Drinks.
Okay,
ek drink het.
Daar is die hele ding van die M, die, wat lyk soos krapmerke.
Ja.
Dis eintlik, ek dink is Hebreeus, ek weet nie wat het, taal praat sy van nie, maar dit is 'n 6 en 'n 6 en 'n 6.
Oh please, lyk soos
777.
Ja. Nee, dit is 666. Okay. En as jy kyk op die oe, as waar monster staan onder, is daar oe, nou daar is 'n kruis in. Ja. Wat letterlik daar is, daar is 'n kruis, maar dis baie funny wat sy sê van dit.
Dis nie 'n kruis nie, dis 'n streepie, dis 'n afstreepie.
Oe met 'n streep.
Ja. Maar dan sê sy van ek moet sê, haar presentation in die video is amazing, jy glo haar, ek sê daarvan, my voet is waar.
Dis hulle jou intrek.
Dan sê sy, maar wat is fout met die kruis? En dan wys sy hoe jy nou drink, dan down jy hom. En dan is nou 'n upside down cross. Maar jy moet so mooi kyk vir alles, nê? Dat ek dog myself, as dit 'n boodskap is wat hulle op die uitstuur, is hulle boodskap baie onduidelik.
Baie. Monster nou, bedoel jy?
Ja.
So monster is eintlik 'n satanistiese drank.
Dit is completely.
So duiwelsdrankie.
Maar ek weet nie wat ek bedoel nie. Maar wat nou van Red Bull en Power Play of whatever, is dit fine? Is dit vir die...
Ek is seker van as jy gaan sit met 'n blikkie, nê, Coke.
Ja.
Gaan jy die duiwel iewers daarin kry. Ja. As jy dit gaan soek, gaan jy dit kry.
Maar dis maar ek kan onthou maar soos met programme op TV, veral toe ek nou jonger was, die Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, het een of ander tannie gesê, dis duivels, want April O'Neil werk vir Channel 6 op die 6de vloer in kantoor nommer 6.
Dis net jy kan dit eers plek kry. Op die einde van die dag, daar kan staan I love Satan op die blikkie. As jy dit gaan drink en you don't love Satan, nothing will happen to you. This is in this podcast. Maar as jy wil, kan ek gaga vir die tannie speel.
Hoe lank praat sy?
So 2 minute, maar ons kan hom middeldeur kap.
Kom ons hoor. Ja. Kom ons hoor wat doen sy.
Look at your M closely. There's a gap right here in the letter M. It's never connected. So you go into
Hebrew.
The letter Vav is also the number 6. Short top, long tail. Short top, long tail.
Yeah.
You could have here in Hebrew 666 on the can. But my interest is the word monster. What do you see in the O? There's a cross.
Okay.
What has Christ got to do with an energy drink, let alone the name monster? So I thought, well, maybe this is a Christian company Christ. Then. BFC at the bottom of the can, do you know what that stands for? That's the F word.
See?
Can. In fact, they write it on the side of the can, so I know that's
I think a little
other
can it is own.
Okay. Now, do you know what a MILF is?
Yes, that's from the box. MILF.
MILFs, dig it, and you will too. This is not a Christian company at all, so why would they have put a cross on the can? Here is the message. Antichrist.
Oh.
666 in Hebrew. And then the Bible talks about the beast in Revelation. And look at Monster's head.
Look at Monster's head.
You see these M's everywhere. Hats, t-shirts, bumper stickers. Is there another agenda here? If God can use people and products...
So Satan is
so
now
Satan.
A mogul.
Yeah.
And look at it this way. Even if the M was not the issue, you cannot deny that that is a cross. And what is witchcraft?
When you fuck me sideways with a feather.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Extra special!
Yeah, we got an extra special moment here in the history of the Cusp Radio Show. Because for the first time ever, our guest is Chris Forrest.
Hello!
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you. I'm a bit late. I was drinking some Monster energy drink and I felt I had to sacrifice something to the Dark Prince.
Yeah, I know we all go through that. I'm busy with mine and I don't know who I'm going to sacrifice at 1 o'clock yet, but maybe it'll be 6 minutes past one.
Ah. Well, as long as you've got a good recipe for after the sacrifice, you don't want to waste that.
Friday the 13th as well, so we are good and evil.
I even broke a mirror.
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic, Chris. And thank you, Hannes, for organizing, Chris.
Ugh, he was a phone call away.
Yeah, but you know these guys, you know? So I really appreciate it because I don't know how to get to him.
Yeah.
But I know Chris, of course. I know of him, but we haven't actually said more than five sentences.
No, we've high-fived once or twice. I think I shook your hand when you won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yeah, but you had to come down because I'm small.
Yeah, well, I came
down. You can't high-five. You low-fived.
I low-fived and shook your hand, and then I didn't wash my hand for like days after.
Really?
Yeah, just because I'm unhygienic.
It okay. I'm so happy to see you here because many moons ago, remember there was a place called, I think, The Underground.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Whatever. With John Flismas.
That's, yeah.
What was it called?
Yeah, it was called The Underground, The Comedy Underground, at Cool Runnings in Melville.
Cool Runnings, yeah. That's where I saw you the very first time in my life on stage.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah, and was it good? Because the first time I saw you was slightly different.
Where did you see me?
I saw you on a TV screen carrying a dead buck on your shoulders.
Oh, my Jesus.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to
bring
up.
That's a Leon Schuster movie.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do it.
Undog, né?
That's when you have to do things for money.
You'd be amazed what I'd do for money.
Exactly. I would carry, and that buck was decomposing.
Ah, even better.
But, yeah, there was no nice music. It was decomposing. And it was horrible. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. No, I loved it, and I loved your wordplay, and I heard you were unique. And then, since then, your name was there forever on the horizon of comedy legends.
Yeah, thank you. Well, that's nice to know.
So, what are you doing with yourself? I mean, do you do tours a year? Do you do a specific show? Do you do stand-up with people like Hannes Brimmer? Or what turns you on?
Mostly porn. No,
we're on the same page.
Good. Well, I don't know if we are. I use videos mostly these days. The internet is
really sticky.
No, at this time of year, there's not much, but I'm looking at, I normally do a one-man show every year. So last year was Who's Your Daddy? And then.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
I didn't see it though, I apologize. But I remember the poster, I remember how you stood on the poster. So it did come through to the masses.
Fabulous. Yes, because now as comics are getting old and having children, now we're just writing stuff. And then there's been a whole lot of other comics who stole my material and had their own kids. Yeah, I was going to say. And, So I'm working on Who's Your Daddy too, because now I have two children.
Ah, clever.
And I've got a show that I'm just trying to find financing for, if there's anyone out there.
Listen, anyone?
Called Don't Burn Your Sausage. All about sex and food. It's me and MasterChef Judge Pete Goff Wood.
Look how he cleverly worked in MasterChef Judge, just so that we can go. But wait a minute, didn't you win Celebrity MasterChef, Chris?
Hannes, first I want to ask you, don't you have some crickets on your...
I must have somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, let's first do the crickets. So yeah. Okay, and then we take it from there. Have you got it? Tell me when you're ready.
Hannes has just taken like 20 minutes to put a thing in a hole. Story
of his life.
Yeah.
That's only.
Yeah. You could have actually just.
You can do it in two.
You know, you could have gone krr, 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 and it would have been.
Krr, krr. But he's now looking for on his.
A real.
On his freeway sound app. Have you got it?
Nee, there's a para.
What's your word?
You know, this never happens on 5FM.
No,
that's why I'm so fucking.
there we go.
Okay, wait. On the Casper Radio Show, Chris Forrest said that he's working on a new show called Burn Your Sausage.
Want 9 out of 10 crickets like it then.
And one hyena.
And you say it's a cooking show, Chris.
It's all about cooking and sex.
But didn't you win Project
We don't even talk about that because I don't cook during the show.
Oh, but you won, eh?
I did win.
And can you really cook, or was that all like just celebrity cook?
It was just celebrity. Look who I was up against.
Who?
Patricia Lewis. Terrence Bridget. Alex J. Marveline van der Merwe. These are all friends of mine, just as a side note. They're lovely people. Yeah. But nobody's really a chef. Let's try it. Lunga Shabalala. Hannes doesn't know half these people. He's just pushing sound effects.
Lunga is quite pretty.
He's very pretty. Sade Gilberti. Lerato Malloy. I think he's just pushing them in sequential order here. He's just like...
Okay, but congratulations.
Thanks. It was a while ago, so anyway.
Well, I remember as well, once again. Because you and I don't actually talk, but what you do.
We watch each other on TV.
We watch each other. Yeah.
From a distance.
From a distance. But what you also like and which I adore, or what I adore, I'm Afrikaans, I can't speak English. Improvisation.
Yes.
You got a thing called Planet Improv. No.
That's the Starship Improvise. We've got... I'm not sure that was the sound effect I was hoping for.
Yeah.
But we've got some really, really talented players, like Hannes Brimmer.
Yes.
Will tell you some of their names.
I love being part of Starship Improvise. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Where's that? What's that?
It's a like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah,
but better because it's South African.
On what, or is it live in a theater?
It's live in a theater.
Okay,
we've done it on TV before. It was hugely successful, massive viewership. I'm surprised you guys didn't see it.
That's why I knew the name.
On LOL on Mzansi Magic.
That's why I didn't watch it.
But
I missed that night.
It's possible for you to give us some games to play, please.
That
you can include yourself in, but you must know what you're going to do.
Oh, okay. Well, should we sing a song?
Yeah.
Do you like to sing a song?
Yes.
Let's, what should we do? The Irish drinking song or the blues song?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm looking at Hannes. He's looking at me with fear in his eyes.
Because now I've got to remember how all the songs work. Or the do run run.
The do run run. We can do a do run run.
Can't we do? Can't we do? Do you know Afrikaans music?
I know of it.
What song do you know?
Johnny is nie dood nie.
He's
net uitgepas.
Yeah, I don't know that well. It's Kuskom Bays. You don't know. How's your Kurt Darren knowledge?
I know he's very tall.
Sorry, that was an accident.
There's a fantastic Afrikaans rap musician that I know Snort quite Corp. Well. Not Snortkop. What was his name?
Pushklop.
What's his name, Hannes?
Are you talking
Jack Barrow.
About that guy that once, like, basically closed Opikopi?
He closed Opikopi. He was actually tagged in the newspapers. This is true. He was tagged as the lowlight of Opikopi.
Shame.
Really? Yes, see.
But he was an award-winning musician. But
was.
Is it?
Was.
This guy. It's just...
Wait. Hey, man, what's a caucus deep?
He literally Violent Femmes opened for it. This is just a hype man. Wait for the chorus. Get to the chorus.
Kyk my vet ma. Kom vir 'n braai. Dan kan ons naai.
Dat hy.
Ek hou van dop. Ja, ek eet ook skop. Don't even joke. Gooi klippies met die coke.
Hey.
Draai 'n vork. Ja, 3 liter escort. Ek braai jou vleis. Wys my jou vleis.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I think they've had enough of that.
This cooler box is Chris' alter ego. Well, someone you made yourself open to it, but someone did comment on WhatsApp, stop throwing me with couscous.
Ah, Yes.
Do you still get that people say?
Not as often as I used to.
Ah, yes. From straight out of Benoni.
I sometimes actually throw couscous at people just so I can remember.
Ja. En iemand het nou gegaan 2 liter Coke, 3 liter Ford.
That's not on the internet.
Yeah. But it's not interesting, just because I quickly went on YouTube to find your Cooler Box video, and then the other videos up next is Frikkie with Visgat.
I'm still not sure if Frikkie is doing a piss take or if he's serious.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Well, and then there's Royus met How Johanna for My Life Off.
Yeah, that we played all that cock.
Is it? Yeah.
We played all that cock in the past. So they group him with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're a satire.
Yeah. No, it was a...
hopefully.
No, the idea was to... you know how back in the day, because that's very old, like when Mendoza played in the clubs, all the like white people would try and dance like Johnny Clegg or something. And so I thought it would be quite funny if I could get Afrikaans people to well, not Afrikaans people, black people to Saki Saki to to Jan Pirewit. Mm. And they never did. They never did. In fact, it didn't even make it into the clubs. If you want one of the last remaining 600 CDs,
yes,
please let me know, because right now they're filling a box in my garage.
Okay, let Mr. Forrest know at Twitter. His Twitter handle is
at Chris Forrest SA.
Okay, and he will send you one of his 600 copies.
I will. I will. And then you can hear 2 liter Ford, 3 liter Coke.
Ah. Is that also a song?
That's the song's actually called Who's It?
Ah.
Mm.
Nice. Play it.
Oh,
it's not it's not on the internet. You won't find
it. It's not on the internet.
No, it's only Bobby on Indy Bet and
Yamur.
So this guy, whoever he is it yourself? Did you watch up us yourself?
What is his name?
I don't know.
It could be the other guy who sang on the thing called Malcolm Ferreira.
Because he obviously is a big fan.
I love him.
Yeah.
We can't see who it is. It's just a number. And he says 2 liter, 3 Ford. Whatever. So he's a big, big fan of yours. So if you haven't got the CD, I think it's time now to tweet.
Tweet.
Chris.
Yes.
Tweet.
I seen, Cassie, there was nog 'n boodskap geweest.
Ja?
Bliksem, Cassie, that monster woman is as crazy as a waterproof tea bag.
Ja.
Cindy in Ireland. Yeah. And now she's just said, oh my word, I've got... to let my kids listen to that song. What was it called?
Okay, try again.
It's called Jamur.
It's Jamur?
That's really child friendly.
Well, I thought it'd be funny if it ever made it big that a radio announcer would have to say it. Jamur. Jamur, yeah.
So that's Chris, actually Chris's song, Cindy. Jamur, YouTube it.
Cooler Box spelled with a K.
Cooler Box spelled with a K. Okay. Okay, now we've got a lot of little segments on the show which I want to include you. In with Chris.
I'd love to be in your segment.
Okay, so this is one we call
the Casper Radio Show. Out there.
We call it Out There.
I love it already, yes.
Yeah. So it's usually very good, like amazing singer techniques, or it's absolutely toss. So today it's toss again, but we like toss, hey?
Yeah.
Cuck is always better.
Yeah.
You can laugh at it. So today we got like songs which try to emulate the Barbie girl kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
where it was like childish little, but it's a beat that you tap your toe to. And these are the songs that fucking didn't make it.
Okay.
So that's what we're listening. We listen to failures on this show.
Is that why I'm invited?
That is why we invite.
Welcome.
You. No. We are superior, and so we laugh down at credit.
Yes.
Okay. So here is that. Have a listen here, because you will find your toes tapping for some reason, but it's cuck.
If you do that diddly dee for me, I'll do that diddly do for you, and we will diddly doodly do all night together. If you do that diddly dee for me, I'll do that diddly do for you, and we will diddly doodly do.
Diddly doodly do.
I am a superstar with a big, big house and a big, big car. I am a superstar and I don't care who you are. I am a superstar with a big, big house and a big, big car. I am a superstar and I don't care who you are.
Oi! You say this is a failure, but I think it made it to number 5 on the Thunder Bale radio, Tokyo.
Yeah. The Boxbook 7-inch techno remix.
This was
North Korea.
Yeah, that's got a little Pokemon thing.
This sampled from the Antwerp.
Sounds a bit like, maybe that's where the Antwerp got the ideas from. This one I know.
I love the song. You go ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ching, chang, walla, walla, bing, bang, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah.
Okay.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ching, chang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ching, chang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ching, chang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ching, chang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
It's rain.
I could feel like a second stardust of thy song.
Oh, so it's years ago.
99, 2000.
What kind of pills?
Just bring.
Okay, it's raining tacos. Tacos,
is this the Tim Noakes remix?
Only if it's gluten-free tacos.
Well, sorry? She did include the cheese and meat.
Ah.
I wonder if that's a euphemism.
The cheese and meat.
Because technically it's raining men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of village people in this song as well.
Cheese. Not a lot of hygiene, though.
Raining tacos. Raining tacos.
Now they go all sad on us, eh?
No. Oh,
I miss my tacos. Thank you very much.
I think it's important that they ended with that last tacos in case we didn't get
what they wanted.
The full message, you know.
Okay. I think it's kind of movie theme, yes. For I, cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Yeah, it's raining. Yeah. Cloudy with meatballs. Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
but that's kind of Eurobeat.
But you can see the like, shoulders going.
Yeah, it's by Eurovision.
Well, I can kind of see this oak pulling up with these 3-liter Cortina and I climb out and say buffaloes and say fucking blink brookie, you know.
It's a taco.
Yeah, it's a taco. No reended voices. Ooh, can ons Afrikaans?
Kans maak, ja.
Afrikaans het is
no reended voices.
Caroline van Jaarsholt se nuwe
trek. Yeah,
no reended voices.
Kurt Darren sing was die kiddie songs.
Kans.
Heidi en al goed.
Yeah. But we haven't let you off the hook, Chris. We want to know how what we're going to sing now. As
okay.
Improv.
We'll sing a Dadoo Ron Ron.
And, okay.
Do you remember the song?
Yeah.
Do
you know
that
not?
I can the chorus.
Dadoo Ron Ron Ron. Dadoo Ron Ron.
So what do we have to do?
So somebody starts with a line.
Yeah.
Then we'll go round. And whoever starts finishes and you all have to rhyme with that first guy.
And how long is the song? Do we the repeat
one? Yeah, so we each start one line.
Okay, so let's just rehearse. So I go, can I go, do I get a theme or what?
Choose a theme.
Okay, my theme would be meatballs.
Meatballs?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll start.
So there's a meatballs for sale at the okay bazaar.
To do run, 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 to do run, run.
Now what happens?
I would drive to the okay, but it's way too far. To do run, 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 to do run, run.
And now a new rhyme. Badum
bump, yeah.
I fraud to my beer, man, who messing to the fat.
But you have to rhyme.
With what?
With bazaar.
Bazaar. Still.
Oh.
But then it shortens. So it's like, I was so far.
Or if you want, me and Hannes will do just a two-hander quickly and you can get an idea.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want us to do it about?
You must do it about a drone.
About a drone?
Yeah.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four, diddly, 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 diddly.
Oh, my God.
This fantastic Christmas, my wife got me a drone. To do run, 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 to do run, run.
I was so happy, I threw it with a stone.
Do-do-run-run-run, do-do-run-run, ba-dum-bum, yeah.
It flew worse than my phone.
Ba-dum-bum, yeah. She had to take out a loan. Ba-dum-bum, yeah.
Because I had to moan. Do-do-run-run-run, do-do-run-run.
So that was for mental retards, basically.
Yeah.
And you guys.
Yeah. Loved it. Okay, so now we can go again.
All right, should we do one about the monster being satanic?
Yeah, in Afrikaans.
In Afrikaans.
Watch your Afrikaans. You've got to tax you.
I think Hannes used a word earlier that describes it quite nicely. It's belachelijk.
That's a good word.
Pathetisch.
That's also a good word that you know, and I'm happy that you know that. Okay.
Well, my improv is also bit belachelijk, so...
But that's why we...
Dan gaan ons... Ja, Afrikaans is belachelijk en my improv is belachelijk, so ons... Is min of meer op diezelfde vlak.
Op een zondagmiddag heet ik monster gedrink.
Do-do-run-run-run, do-do-run-run.
Ik was vol energie, of zo heb ik gedank.
Do-do-run-run-run, do-do-run-run.
Padam-pam, yeah.
Batadatam.
Padam-pam, yeah.
Into rock ik blink.
Padam-pam, yeah.
My awesome stunk.
Do-do-run-run-run, do-do-run-run.
Diddly 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 diddly
what the fuck is that?
That's like just between the verses.
Are we going on with the song now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Skip my axe dome.
Bernard just froze up. He froze like a fucking fridge.
Yeah.
You see? We all looked at him and he froze. Like frozen.
Frozen.
Who likes snow anyway?
Let me go.
Okay, once more. This is not working. This must work now.
This was. I'm going to start the second verse.
Okay.
Toe ek het om gedrink, dan slag ek 'n bokkie.
To do run, run, run. To do run, run.
Gaan, Bernard. Gaan, Bernard.
Ek kan nie.
Stokkie. Iets met 'n stokkie.
Hy wil nie doodgaan, soos ek slaan hom met 'n stokkie.
To do run, run, run. To do run, run. Pam, yeah.
To draak die duivelse rokkie.
Pam, yeah.
Maar die duivel wil nie fokkie.
Pam, yeah.
To luister ons na tacos en begin sokkie, sokkie.
To do run, run, run. To do run, run, run.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the magic of... of Planet Extinction, or what the fuck?
Yeah, I'll go with that name for that song.
I love it. I love it. If I say these two words, what do you think, Chris? Peter Sarsted.
Peter Sarsted.
Yes.
Racing driver.
Oh. No.
Theatre person.
No.
Pedophile.
No. Hannes knows.
Fisting porn.
No. Well, I'm very disappointed, and I think Peter is disappointed in you for not remembering him because he died.
Well, then he's not disappointed.
But it's somehow fisting porn was fitting because the first words that come to my head when you say Peter Sarsted is "Where do you go to, my lovely?"
And that's true. And the other one was "Take off your clothes."
Oh, really? Oh,
I
only know "Where do you go to, my lovely?"
Didn't he sing a song about an electric band or some?
Maybe that's Albert Hammond. But Peter Sarsted sang, "Take off your clothes, let me see what it is that you're hiding. And where do you go to, my lovely?
When you're alone in your
bed with your children."
So there we go, porn once again.
Mm. Yeah, so you didn't know. So -3 for you, but we give those points to Hannes, who will donate them. Hey,
yes.
Can I have them back? I've had a bad day.
Yeah.
If I say two other words, Bronski Beat. What?
Bronski Beat. 80s pop band.
Good. And?
I can't remember the song. I had the LP. I'm that bad.
Someone died. Again.
The chick from Star Wars.
No, Bronski Beat.
Oh, one of them died.
The keyboard player, yeah. No, the big ones died.
Nobody really liked him.
The Carrie Fisher. Now all the second tide is coming
the
in.
B-list.
The B-list is dying now. Peter Sarsted. And the keyboard player, who the fuck he is, from Bronski Beat, they all dead now. Have you got a Bronski Beat there? Just say Bronski Beat because we have to know there is some.
They had a very famous single once.
They had. And remember the guy...
Which one it will probably be.
The guy who's the lead singer looked like a little small gnome, but a young boy, which brings us back to Pedophile and Peter Sarsted.
It's all tied in.
So it was much easier than searching for the sound effect.
It was. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He sings in a like, high-pitched voice.
This is small-town boy.
You see, it all comes back. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on. It's nice. Oh, 18.
Yes, this is hard 18.
Over the mic here with my monster. do you think they ever sang?
So it does. It does. Clunk does not do it.
Dios do it, yeah.
Yeah, that.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding. Yeah. So if we can all.
Harder.
Have a moment where we picture it without the keyboard.
That was the best deal for his song when his name is.
Boss, it's no gun on it.
The same guy from the Communards, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he was from the Communards.
Yes.
No, he was not. That was Bronski.
Yes, but I'm saying the lead singer.
Well, yes, because the next song up on YouTube is the Communards. Don't leave me this way.
Yes. 3 points back.
Okay, so play that Don't Leave Me. Yeah, the 3 points are going back to you, Chris. Very well
Introducing
done.
Introducing the Grand Tour.
Yes, YouTube ad.
Exclusively on Prime Video.
Shut up. Okay. Hey, whatever happens.
Love the song.
What's happening?
It's a vrouw with a music running order.
Is that also the small boy now?
This is Don't Leave Me This Way.
Woo!
This is a classic. I can't tell him. I remember this one.
But there the guy wasn't anymore.
Huh?
Our corpse of the day wasn't here anymore because he was only at Bronski Beat.
You never know, he might have dabbled.
Maybe.
Dabbled.
Hey!
Yes, it's a classic.
It does sound like his balls is in a vice grip. Oh. Don't leave me this way! But now we are not giving honor to the keyboard player.
Ah.
This is actually why we were playing. So it's all gone for a load.
Maybe we should just list all of our favorite keyboard players ever, and then that would be our way of paying homage.
Yeah, Beethoven, Mozart.
Yeah. Yazoo.
Yeah, what's that guy's name? Yazoo. He's very talented.
But I mean, obviously now, like.
No, but what's that Yazoo guy's name? Oh, well. He later had Erasure as well. What's his name?
Let me.
Dave Clark. No, Vince Clark.
Vince Clark. It could well be.
You know Yazoo, eh? Right?
I know it very well.
Na 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 na.
Yeah, Vince Clark.
Na 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 na. Is it Vince Clark? Mm. Yes, it's 3 points I'm taking from you, Chris.
But I only just got them.
Mm. Well, I will look after them.
I hate the show.
Well, you see.
I like because it's David Bowie.
B. Chris Forrest.
They all look like David Bowie.
Vince Clark. Mike, I think it's the hour.
Did he go to Eurasia or the Human League?
Huh?
No. Chris is exhibiting immensely impressive '80s.
I just want my 3 points music. Back, man. I don't care about that.
Take it.
Knowledge.
Vince Clark didn't go to the Human League. Yeah, at Yazoo and Erasure.
I was up a bit Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode. You see, so now Bernard has got 1 point. It's like a virus. Everyone has got something now. Jesus. It's all gone. What's happening?
A virus or a Weekend at Hannah's.
Well, someone sent in, and I think it was around Peter Sarsted, just one message that said, singer.
Must be.
And then another message that said, dead. and then there's another one from No Jokes Comedy. I think this is in reference to Dave Levinson's Gas Comedy podcast
that's
today.
It's not important. So it's not important. It's not important. Okay, to say I'm like Donald Trump now. Sorry, not you. No.
Fake news.
No. Fake. No. Sorry. No.
shh, no, don't be rude. Don't be rude. Okay, stof poepies, explain to him what that is.
Stof poepies.
Stof poepie. That's our tribute to a great act of yesteryear.
Ah.
Is a song that Casper chooses from a band that is deemed the stof poepie of the week.
Stof poepies, stof poepies, stof poepies van tijd. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
You see, we're sponsored.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
But before we go there, I think there's a nice task here for our guest, and Hannes, his colleague. And that is, give me a job description, Bernard.
You feel like quite a minor word, eh?
Ek klink vir almal baie dom by die huis, maar ek is regtig distracted geweest. Ek moet wat vir jou gee?
So, wat?
A job description.
Job description, Bernard.
Hairstylist.
Okay, and give me a place, like a beach or a office or whatever.
London Underground.
Okay, we're in the London Underground. And it's a hairstylist meeting someone, and they are going to end up singing the praises of Sandwich Baron without saying the word sandwich or baron. And go.
Oh, train's running late. Must be the strike.
Oh, yes. No, I've got a perm to go do as soon as possible.
Is it a human perm?
Well, basically, it is a human perm, and it takes hours. I have to curl up, otherwise I might die.
Perhaps it is belonging to an earl of some sort.
Oh, yes. I do the occasional royal hairdo.
Ah, wonderful. And then
I love to get them by the short and curlies.
I'd love you to come and see my wife, because she just found out you can never have babies.
That's terribly sad.
Yes, so maybe if you could perm her hair, then she wouldn't feel so bad about being infertile.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
So after you've seen the Earl of, where was it? You could come see my wife, who is
Baron. Wow, that is impressive. I must admit that doing that amount of perming might lead to a bit of a hunger.
Mm.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir, but I have got to carry all the sand past you.
Oh, yes, that's right, because we are...
Which sand was he carrying?
Which sand?
Is it for a particular kind of chocolate, maybe a bar one?
No, it's for the Baron... Dessert.
Yeah, it's like the
desert. One that infertile people love, the sandwich baron woman, really enjoy.
Sandwich baron, always there for you, even in a drought. Thank you, very nice.
I thought that was brilliant. If you didn't get our name before, we are the jittery citizens.
I'm sorry, I think I was a little bit distracted now.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. That was clever. See, but that is one of Chris's finest skills sets.
And it's not that good.
His wordplay. But you're really good with wordplay, yeah, and kind of double entendres.
That's fantastic.
Because yeah. Hannes often asks me for a double entendre, and then I normally give him one.
Single.
I don't think you got my double entendre there. But maybe I'll give you one later.
A single entendre.
Single entendre. I learned about a new thing yesterday. Sorry, I'm going off topic here.
Yeah?
Something called a contronym.
And is that like a word that you have to guess? Or?
No, it's a word that
sounds
has...
Sounds like something a barren woman
it's
won't have
It's got two
use.
Almost opposite meanings.
A contronym.
Oh, like what?
Like sanction.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
So if you give a country sanctions, then you're like excluding something. But if you sanction a task,
But you can also sanction a. Yeah, like someone's...
Like a boxing match or...
Someone's behavior. I sanction that.
Yeah.
Like you say yes to it.
Or like left can mean remaining or leaving.
And that's a what?
A contronym.
Ladies and gentlemen, dames en heren, ons woord van die dag is...
Contronym. Do I get 3 points again?
It stops at contronym. Not that again, I get the 3 points
that's
again.
That's what an Afrikaans is. A contronym.
A contronym.
A contronym. I thought that was a really mean short guy.
It is. But the 3 points were back. It's back to you.
Ah.
That's really important.
That's all that matters to
me. But where were we? And that is the big question.
Oh, sorry. You were talking about?
Sandwich Baron. And they are giving us the?
Sponsorship.
Off.
Stove Poopy.
That's right.
Ah.
So today, I'm not going to tell you a story about the band or the group. I'm just going to play you something which I discovered. I just fucking love it. You know, I just fucking love it. It is like two very big names that were mixed by some nerd somewhere. It is Brawl. Now, one of the groups that we will forever cherish is Pink Floyd.
Absolutely.
And which song do you think of if you think Pink Floyd?
First. We don't need no education.
That's right. We don't need
the world,
no.
Part one.
The wall.
The wall.
And part two.
Donald Trump.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
It's now Mexican.
Although the big irony is that they might need a couple of grammar lessons.
Yeah, but they are going to play now in Mexico. Pink Floyd, the wall. And then
I was having a slow moment.
You missed
moment
that
there.
Double entendre. Yeah,
and then there was a group, and you said about Ballas and the Vice.
Yeah.
Now, who was the group with the Ballas and the Vice? The prime example of that.
In terms of the vocal, the Bee Gees.
Yes. Oh. Now we're gonna mesh Pink Floyd and the Bee Gees. Can you believe that?
Oh. Yeah.
For a moment of absolute ecstasy in music. Are you ready? Shall we go?
I'm ready. Stoff Puppy.
Isn't that just lovely? Oh, and there's that famous
guitar solo. You know, note for note. Note for note with Johan Stemmers. Yay! Oh, Mon Pink Floyd. What is Floyd in Afrikaans? What is Floyd?
Isn't it like when a river's
no,
pass
that's Fluey.
Fluey.
Yeah. And also Women Monthly. Floyd. But what is Floyd? Material or is it a... What is Pink Floyd?
I have no idea.
We must find out before the end of this show what Floyd is. Because it's pink.
Yeah.
Or this particular Floyd is pink. That they were choosing.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll be able to find out why the band chose the name.
Pink Floyd, we must find that out. We want to learn things. Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Isn't that just wonderful? Now, Betty Bernard, you said you know about another mashup.
Yeah, from Oasis in Green Day.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's actually called The Wonderwall of Broken Dreams.
Let me hear.
Ek hoop dis die regte ene wat ek nou hier het, maar...
As dit nie is nie, dan is het... Fok aan die einde.
Maar ja.
Ek het intussen nie, Pink Floyd's naam is nie so exciting nie. Hulle was by a gig, and they were playing as the T-Set. And then another band was also there called the T-Set. So to Syd Barrett, under pressure, just went the Pink Floyd sound. So Pink after Pink Anderson, and Floyd after Floyd Council, two bands that he had records of at home. So Floyd, as in the name Floyd. So
that's always a nice way to get a name. I'll tell you something.
So maybe Floyd in Afrikaans is Floris.
Pink Floris.
Yeah.
But listen to this. Oh, I love the Green Day. Na, 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 na. Chris, give me the color of your shirt and the last thing you ate.
Gray and beef olive.
So that's your DJ name.
Ah, Grey Beef Olive.
Yeah. You see, that's how you get names.
Yeah.
So like Pink Floyd, Grey Beef Olive. What is
I'm DJ Red Egg.
Red Egg?
DJ Red Egg.
No, it's more, yeah. It's more like...
Wouldn't it be Roy Ayer?
Maroon Ayer.
But no, it's not what maroon. Would you... That's not really a color. That's like...
Yeah, it's like a chick.
Like...
It's like brownish. Brown egg.
Brown eggs. Yeah, DJ Brown Egg.
Brown eggs and ham.
And jy Bernard? What is jy?
Grey.
The last thing you ate. Shame
Grey slip. McDonald's.
No, McMuffin.
McMuffin.
Yeah.
Grey McMuffin.
I love a good muffin in the morning.
Man. Apparently, apocalypse. Sorry. Okay, it's not that exciting, but it's nice. So, Chris, where can people see you, and how can they find you?
Right now, they can see me at the Cliff Central Studios. There's not a lot that happens in January, but if they want to find me on...
Yeah, no, not now. Now. You're taking it very literally, and I love you for it, but not now. We know you're here now. But, I mean, like... Are you going to appear at some kind of a club or a theater? This guy, who is obviously a big, big fan, who wrote all these Diesel and Cock, he wants to see you. Where must he go?
He should follow me on Twitter. At Chris Forrest SA with two R's.
Okay.
In Forrest, not in Chris.
Two R's.
At Chris Forrest SA on Twitter or just Chris Forrest on Facebook.
Okay. Are you got Instagram yet?
At Chris Forrest SA.
Wow.
It's all about the brand.
It's very good. Mm. And
there's also you can follow PG Comics.
You can follow PG Comics, yes.
PG Comics. And Starship Enterprise.
Starship Improvise.
Ah, yeah.
It's at Starship Improv on Twitter.
Chris, I asked Joe Parker once. I said, so Joe, would you invite me to the improv because I like to do it? I think deep down I'm actually very bad with improv, and then people say, yeah, no, for sure, and then they never invite me. So I'm asking you on record, this is a podcast now, that please invite me to an improv.
I've sent messages via one of the people on the show. I won't mention which one.
Your eyes are darting. Your eyes are darting. So either you're lying or you're talking the absolute truth.
Actually, I have an eye infection.
Now, I said to him, ask Chris, I want to improvise. But I think now I've got a complex. I think I can't improvise. I think I can, but I can't.
think you may be overthinking it.
Yeah. Huh? You're overthinking. I think you're a brilliant improviser. Ons improviseer ons nou elke week deesdae.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. I'm not that bad,
no,
honest.
No, you're great.
So why didn't you give that message over to Chris then?
What, is it because you're afraid he's going to steal your spotlight?
I think so.
I think he's jealous.
I actually did carry... I was the proverbial... male...
You see, another sign of glamouring and lying is...
I was the postal pigeon. And, yeah, net... Ek sal dat julle nou hande smee en by mekaar uitkom en dat ons almal lekker saam improviseer.
Because I improvised in English in Cape Town, eh?
Did you?
I can speak the English.
I've heard.
Yeah. But anyway, it's not about me. It's about...
Well, how about then we'll put it out there next time we do a show.
Yeah. I can promote it here, man.
And Melrose Arch at the Goliath and Goliath Comedy Club. We'll have you as our guest.
Yes, I've not been to the Goliath yet. I have not been to the Goliath yet. And I have been reminded that I couldn't go. So now I can see the club. We can do the Stars of Enterprise improvise, and all that. And you must invite Hannes because he's my security blanket.
Yes, I will invite your blanket.
Please. So people can look out for that, starring Casper de Vries. Then we're going to look out for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 3, no?
Who's Your Daddy 2?
Ah, so that'll be coming our way.
And there's another Don't Burn Your Sausage that's in the process as well.
The MasterChef kind of a
thing. Yes, the new one is called Don't Lick the Grater.
Sorry, I missed that one.
Don't Lick the Grater.
I thought Don't Let... I didn't hear the lick. Oh, don't lick. That's why I always have accidents. I never hear the lick. I hear let.
You can do like an entire range of these shows. Like Don't Swallow My Gravy.
Yeah.
Why would you have a show called Don't Swallow My Gravy? It is wrong on every level.
I thought it was funny.
It's funny. That's what it is, definitely. Listening to the Casper Radio Show with our special guest, Chris Forrest, of an Afrikaans, Chris to Vote. To the people in Cape Town, keep warm, stay close to the fire. Talking about Forrest, yeah. Okay, well, any... thoughts you have on the world? Are you cynical as a person?
I'm generally optimistic meets cynical. Depends who I'm dealing with.
So what do you think of the world at the moment?
It's a bit cock, eh? Well, what can you do though?
I don't know, laugh, I suppose.
Eat yourself some sandwich, Baron.
That's it, eat yourself some sandwich, Baron. That's all we can do. Otherwise, you must keel over and just fucking die. But at least it's going to be interesting here. We know CNN has predicted an extinction was predicted for Patricia Lewis, but an extinction was predicted for the man by CNN. Then I have learned this week that a minor bird can actually mimic you if you talk long enough in its presence. So I'm so scared that my minor birds, who are in my roof, is going to say your master puss very soon, because that's all they hear.
But that would be cool, though, like if you had to keep them in your house in a cage.
Yeah, they're like parrots. But they're quite butch. How can I call it? Rough birds, eh? They got this claws.
Mm. Hannes is from the West Rand. He's used to rough birds. They mimic him as well, the miners.
No miners.
The other called Nyatwamp.
Nyatwamp. Back to Peter Sarsstedt and the pedophile. Now, let me just see. We spoke about... Oh. Let me quickly play this. We are nearly finished, but I must play you this. This is like QI. It's amusing news, but we say amusing news. Just to make it funny. So, there is a thing. If you think of the Matrix, what does that woman do there when she's looking for information? What's she doing?
Being an oracle, that one.
Yeah, but what's she doing with her hands? Can you remember when she was like going into that information file thing?
She's hacking.
Yeah, but what? You're doing it, yeah.
Clawing.
You're looking like a miner.
Ah, yes.
She was what?
Mining.
Yes? No. She was clawing the
clawing.
Information.
Oh, yes.
Ah. Yeah. So she was not, it's not touchscreen. It was like she was going.
Yeah. Like Tom Cruise in Minority Report. He also does that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
you guys missed the best mime there between Hannes and Kaz. It was, it's not great radio, but wow, in studio it was amazing.
For radio it was amazing. So you can do this now. It's been developed
really
very soon. So you're going to sit in front of your computer and go like, what's his name? Tom Cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
In Minority Matrix. You're going to... You're not going to touch the screen anymore. You're going to wave at the fucking computer. Isn't that fantastic?
Maar, cool. That is fantastic. I mean, I'm
Samsung smart TVs can dit al doen for, I think, 5 years.
Oh, sorry, ik is so gaap.
But I sorry, do a lot of I do a lot of things with my hands in front of my computer anyway.
Well, you can now do it on
Mac, shame.
Well.
Oh, ik is so gaap. Sorry, he's got a Samsung fucking fetish. No, it's now new. You can sit with your fucking iPhone and you can go...
And never have to touch it.
And never have to touch it.
It's hey, more hygienic, that's for sure.
Mm.
Why? What do you normally have on your phone?
No, well, it's... You know how dirty a phone gets during the course and nice in your broeksack and then you touch it with your fingers. It's a lot of dust particles. Now you just wave it and your hands stay clean.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I yeah. like that. I'm glad that I'm alive, that I will still be able to do that, sit and wave in front of my little
I
things.
Think we're getting lazy as a race. Like
no, but that is ingenious. This is ingenious.
Yeah, but we've
been, I love it.
It's clever, but unnecessary. It's like no, electronic it's soap dispensers.
Okay, listen to this.
What is wrong with you that you can't just push down like?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but I like the one where you put your hand underneath and it comes out like a bit of cum. But listen,
Are we still talking soap dispensers?
Listen here. Do you think this is a waste of human life? They've got a thing now, an iPhone app, or a phone app, Bernard, for Samsung as well. It's in French at the moment only, where the phone makes up a story with the child. So you leave your phone with a child. Mm. You've just thrown your phone.
I just threw mine on the...
Yeah. So, and the phone will say... What do you want? It's like a Chris Forrest phone. You will improvise. See, what do you want us to talk about today? But in French. And then a kid would say, a witch. And then the phone would start making up a story.
Wow.
And the kid can intercept. What do you call it?
But that's great, because the implication is that we're now going to get phones that can parent our children.
Yeah, well.
That's
so a load of my shoulders. You still think it's useless? You still think it's useless? No, sir.
No, but that's useful. That's like, that allows me to be even lazier. Now
Here is that thought of the week.
This is the thought of the week, and this week is brought to us by Chris Forrest. Chris, what is the thought?
The thought of the week is, if you're experiencing, now that you're back at work, if you're experiencing office politics, it always helps to be the bigger man.
Because goodbye,
if it gets violent, bye-bye, the bigger man wins.
Goodbye, farewell, teens, bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris, for that useful message.
You cut off the second half, though.
This is it. I want to say thank you. We have to write you again. Goodbye, bad nut, with your Samsung cuck.
And bye, odd people.
We can't see, but you're waving, hey, in front of your fucking phone. And then we've got Hannes, thank you so much. You're always
you.
Such a pleasure to have. And
and thank you.
Bye.
CliffCentral.com.